graduate benedictine, 8-time Ohio Sports Writer of the Year, columnist Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, and at a library near you once in a while, like North Ridgeville tonight, 6:30. Terry Pluto joins us. Morning, Terry.
Hello, Mr. Will.
Let us start with our Indians. Terry, you retweeted something last night. We've been a little concerned, I think, about Andrew Miller, but last night, I guess, pretty good outing for him, huh?
Finally, it was glad to see him get somebody out in the minors. Make it up. Keep talking about, oh, he's feeling great or whatever. Give up 4 runs at Lake County. There's something not going on, so it was good to see. I guess he threw a scoreless inning at Columbus.
And I know Mike Snyder, there's talk about an outfield trade, but getting Miller back is almost like adding a pitcher.
Well,
right
it's
now,
huge.
Right?
Yeah. Terry, if you think about it, with a healthy Miller and Cody Allen and the addition of Hand, things look pretty good for the Tribe when you get to that part of the game.
Right, I know they're still concerned, well, how will that knee hold up? That's why they've been pitching him every other day and so on, and maybe that was part of the reason some of those things in the minors weren't going real well. But exactly, and, you know, it's very important for Miller's career. He is a free agent at the end of the year, and I'm sure he wants to show he's healthy and effective.
Terry, the trade deadline is today at 4. This is the time when rumors galore are out there. What are your thoughts? Do you think the Indians will pull the trigger on a trade?
Yeah, I do, although maybe something where it's, what they could say, an incremental improvement. You know, all of a sudden I saw the Bryce Harper. They talked about Bryce Harper. I'm sure they did. It's like, will you send Bryce Harper here and pay, like, you know, 17 of the $20 million and we'll give you some kid in Class A we never heard of. Because I know if they're going to do a rental, like, remember Jay Bruce, they traded, and I'm fairly familiar with the farm system, they traded a player I never even heard of for Jay Bruce. And I think we'll probably never hear of him again. And those are the kind of deals you make when you're just kind of renting a guy for a short period of time.
They may just wait and see. I mean, after the deadline today is one thing, but you can still make moves. In fact, as you mentioned, Bruce, they acquired him in August last year.
Right. That's why, you know, and they said, well, they won't put the Indians refused to put Shane Bieber in a deal for Bryce Harper. We're no kidding, because Harper's going to be gone in October or November, whenever free agency starts, I'm sorry, after the World Series. And the thing to remember is Cleveland is not going to, you know, give Bryce Harper a $250 million contract or whatever to keep him. If I'm going to throw that kind of money out there, you know who it goes to? He's on the roster.
Frankie Lindor.
You got it.
I got you. All right, you've been out in Berea, the Browns, 5 practices in. Your thoughts?
I have been really pleased with the quarterback play, and I'm not sure when was the last time I said that, because that's plural, as in both of them. You know, throwing, they're both accurate passers. Mayfield has gotten much better. I'd like to see Hugh cool the Jets on. He's everything I want in a quarterback and everything else. Hugh, at least let him play an exhibition game, you know. But the improvement has been dramatic, because I thought he was really rocky in the spring, and I saw him like 4 times. And right now he looks like a competent NFL quarterback, still running the offense. Tyrod Taylor, I don't spend a lot of time worried about him, unless he just looked terrible, because he's done it. He's been around. And Hollywood Higgins, Mike, one of my guys, has had a good camp.
Terry, go ahead, Mike.
No, let's hope so. Let's hope that continues. Go ahead, Bill.
And as you wrote in your latest column, a good quarterback makes a receiver look better, and a good receiver makes the quarterback look better, too.
Yes, and maybe part of it is them having Jarvis Landry to throw to. Both of those guys, Mayfield, and especially Taylor. When he don't know what to do, he gets open. You can see how he's caught all those passes. He's, like, always open for a short or a medium-range pass. And he catches about everything thrown to him.
Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Follow him on Twitter at Terry Pluto. North Ridgeville Library, 6:30 tonight. How much to get in?
It's free. That means I even give refunds.
Date night. Terry, thanks.
Okay, take care. See